Welcome to Kitzur B'Kitzur. We're up to Simin Kuf Mem Aleph. The halach is of reading the Megillah. Sif Chaf Aleph. Here, the Kitzur tells us the halach is of an oinin on Purim. An oinin is someone who is an ovel waiting for the burial. Normally, an oinin is potter from all mitzvahs asay. He's also to eat meat or drink wine. So on Purim, if someone has an oinin, one of his close relatives was Nifter on Tainus Esther. So that night, the night of Purim, he's in Oinein, waiting for the Kvura the next day. So he should hear Megillah from someone else, even though normally he's Potter from all mitzvahs. Since the Kvura is not going to happen until the next day, some hold that he does have to hear the Megillah that night, because he's not able to fulfill his responsibility of burying his dead relative at night in any event. Because we usually do not do kvuras at night. So to be mekayim both shitas, he should have Megillah from someone else. He is not allowed to eat meat or wine, because at night there's no chiyuv of mishta. And by day, after he leaves shul, he goes to be koiver his mace. Then he should daven and lay in the Megillah, or hear someone else lay in it. If he did hear the Megillah before the Kavura, he is Yotze. However, he should, it's better, it's nochon, that he repeats the Megillah afterwards without a bracha, because there are those shitas who maintain that since he was potter from mitzvahs at the time that he first heard the Megillah before the Kavura, that morning, hearing the Megillah at that time was not considered a kiyum of his chiyuv after the Kavura. However, he's still not going to say a bracha after the kavura, because there are those shitas that maintain, like the Kitzur holds, that he was yaitze before that morning in shul. Nevertheless, he does not put on tefillin after the kavura, because now it's the first day of his avelos. If someone is anointed on Purim day, he's allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Next, the Kitzur says that in the morning, we wake up early to go to shul on Purim. After Shemana Esrei, we say Chatzi Kaddish. And we lay in from the Psukim of Ayovaya Molek. We have three aliyahs followed by another Chatzi Kaddish. Then we bring back the Sefer Torah, put it back in the Oren, and we lay in the Megillah. After the last bracha, the bracha after the Megillah, Haroves Rivenu, we don't say Asher Heini by Shachris, that's only by night. After Okela Mashiach, we sing Shoshanas Yaakov. We say Ashrei Uvel Etzion. We have a Kaddish Sholem with Tiskabel. One should not take off his tefillin until after the Megillah learning, because the Pasuk says V'yikar in the Megillah. And V'yikar, we darshan, is referring to tefillin. One of the things that Haman did not let us do, one of the mitzvahs that he took away from us. If there is a Bris Milah in Shul on Purim, the Milah is done before Megillah learning, because when the Megillah says V'sosoin, we darshan, that's referring to the mitzvah of Mila. Now, at the end of the Megillah, we talk about the miracle of Purim, and Achashverosh gave the Jews the 13th day of Adar to wage war with our enemies, and on the 14th day, we chilled. The fighting was over, and that's when we celebrated our miraculous victory. The people of Shushan had an extra day. They were able to fight on the 14th, so their celebration was on the 15th day of Adar. But Mordechai and Esther, with the backing of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, made Purim. They established Purim forever. They made 2 days of Purim. So this is the 14th day of Adar, where everyone in Achashverosh's kingdom had their celebration. And then there was Shushan, a walled city, and all other walled cities, specific cities that we're going to talk about in a moment, they have the celebration of Purim on the 15th day of Adar. Now, any city, the Kitzur tells us, that is surrounded from Yeshua, from the times of Yeshua Ben-Nun, walled-in city. Even if today there's no wall there, we base it on Yeshua, who brought us into Eretz Yisrael in the year 2488. Yerushalmi explains that it's dependent on Yeshua in order to give a covet to Eretz Yisrael, which was, in fact, in a state of ruin at that time. Anyone in a walled city, from Yeshua Ben-Nun, they lay in the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. So to Mishlach Manas, Matanis Lev Yoinim, the Sudas Purim, saying Alanisim, all on the 15th. Nothing on the 14th. This doesn't matter where you normally live, it's about where you are on that day. So if you live in an unwalled city, they'll be spending the 14th or 15th day in Yerushalayim, so you go with the Minhag Yerushalayim, and your Purim is going to be on the 15th. So too, a Yerushalmi, who's going to be spending Purim outside Yerushalayim, is going to be celebrating Purim on the 14th. When the 15th of Adar falls out on Shabbos, so the Megillah is not read because there's a concern they might carry it on Shabbos. So instead, you read it on Thursday night and Friday morning. Matanis Levyoinim are also going to be given out on Friday. On Shabbos, you take out two Sefer Torah. You have a special Maftir and a special Aftira. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Sudas Purim, together with Mishlach Manos, is going to be on Sunday. And this is what we call a Purim Mishulash. The Kitzur writes that it's uncommon to have the Megillah read on the 15th day of Adar. Where he lived in Europe. Because even a walled city in those countries only had Purim on the 14th because there's no basis to suspect that the wall goes all the way back to Yeshua, because these northern areas weren't settled, you know, back in 2488. In Yerushalayim, Purim is on the 15th day of Adar, even outside of the old city walls. There are cities in Eretz Yisrael, however, which are besuffic whether they were walled in at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. In those cities, the Megillah is read on both the 14th and the 15th night and day. The Baruch of the Megillah is said only on the 14th. Alanisim is said on both. A wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.